The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. COVID hypocrites say move on after destroying millions of lives. But they just want you to move on. Don't worry about it. But what are you complaining about? Look, it's just water under the bridge. What they did to you? Psh, how could you be upset? I mean, all they did is lock you down, strap you with a mask, and muzzle you. They screamed and yelled at you, kicked you out of stores. But don't worry about that. They also got you fired from your jobs. And they killed a bunch of your family members with a poisonous vaccine. But they can't believe that you would be upset or want accountability. Accountability? You're supposed to give pure forgiveness, even though they don't even repent or ask for your forgiveness. That's the other thing. They're not repenting. They're not asking for your forgiveness. It's just water under the bridge. Let's move on. Look, it's reasonable why we acted like maniacs and became basically little COVID Nazis. That's what people do. It's just normal. You need to let it go. But folks, you'd think I'm making it up, but they know that they are busted, and they really, really want you to have the attitude of, hey, I mean, come on, we were all just worried, and that's why we did all this stuff to you. We were just worried. You gotta just forgive and forget. Well, if you do that, then evil people will do evil things forevermore to everybody. They need to be held accountable. And this is not about, they're not even, again, this is not about forgiveness. They're not even asking for forgiveness. They're asking people to not hold them accountable for their actions. And they are appalled that people even would suggest such a thing. How could you even suggest holding people accountable? Folks, they've learned their lesson. Don't you know? They've learned their lesson. They're not going to force poison you anymore. And that proves that they learned a lesson, because now they're just going to poison your kids before they go to school. That's all. They're going to force them to get a jab that can give them myocarditis and a heart condition, or kill them, or give them stroke, or who knows what can happen. Vaccine AIDS can be induced, which is just destroying the immune system. That happens from the vaccine. They just realize, these people can actually fight back. Let's just go for the children. See, they learned. They learned their lesson, and you're still upset at them. They've learned. Get the kids. They can't defend themselves. I wish I was exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. That's the horrible thing. Here is an article from Zero Hedge, because what has happened is the Atlantic has come out and suggested that, you know, the murderous hypocrites, they want you to just give them amnesty. And that's basically what the title of this article is. Take a listen.
You murderous hypocrites. Outrage ensues after The Atlantic suggests amnesty for pandemic authoritarians. By Tyler Durden. The Atlantic has come under fire for suggesting that all the terrible pandemic-era decisions over lockdowns, school closures, masking, and punishing an entire class of people who questioned the efficacy and wisdom of taking a rushed experimental vaccine for a virus with a 99% survival rate in most, should all be water under the bridge. We need to forgive one another for what we did and said when we were in the dark about COVID, writes Brown Professor Emily Oster, a huge lockdown proponent, who now pleads for mercy from the once shunned. Let's acknowledge that we made complicated choices in the face of deep uncertainty and then try to work together to build back and move forward, she continues. Except they weren't in the dark about COVID. There were numerous sources pointing out the actual science that ran contrary to the mandate claims. And they were deliberately silenced by a vast media campaign, Evidence suggests that media platforms worked in tandem with big tech, the CDC, and the Biden administration. It was not a simple matter of overreaction. There was collusion to remove all counterinformation. Nice try, Emily.
Yeah, well, folks, don't forget that the media pushed this, including Fox News, which took money, sadly. I don't want to attack Fox News, but this is the truth. Fox News and Newsmax took money from the government to push the vaccines and to promote them and to push them on you. Don't forget that they were pushing the vaccine on you. They did. But places like the New American, places like InfoWars, places like Epic Times or the Exposé in the United Kingdom, places like that, and there's plenty of others that I've not mentioned, were giving you the truth from the very beginning, all the way through, and being censored and shunned. But we were proven right, they were proven wrong, and they're still sticking to their lies. And again, if you notice, the Atlantic is not asking for forgiveness. They're not even admitting they were wrong. They just want you to move on. That's all they're really just saying. This is unbelievable. Now, in this article from Zero Hedge, they have two responses, and they're great responses. I want you to take a listen to this one video response to the article from The Atlantic.
Look. They want everybody to forget and forgive everything that happened during the pandemic. We were all in the dark. We were all afraid. Like, nah, bitch. Like, that was like we all got kidnapped and put together on an island, and then all of y'all bastards were like, we should eat them. And we're like, what the fuck? And then now they took us off the island, and we're just looking at you on the ride home like, and you're like, oh, wasn't that crazy? And we're like, nah, bitch, you tried to eat us. I didn't kick you out of no stores. I didn't ruin your job. I didn't tell you you couldn't come to the family reunion. I didn't tell you you had to drop dead of a heart attack because you didn't get the jab, so you're not welcome at this hospital. There ain't nothing to forgive on my side, baby boo. This is a you problem, and we're still talking about it.
Yeah, we are still talking about it, and there needs to be accountability. These people destroyed your lives. And millions of people have died because of these people, especially from the vaccine. But they tried to starve people to death by making them lose their jobs. I know in America, you're probably not going to starve to death, even though they've gotten a lot of people fired. But remember other countries, and there's poor people in other countries that were forced to take positions of whether they were going to get jabbed or not. And they could very easily starve. They didn't care. You're going to take the vaccine because I'm panicked and I'm scared to death. And I'm going to take the vaccine and proclaim that the vaccine works and makes me safe. That's what they did. But you have to get it to protect me, even though my vaccine is supposed to work. So it shouldn't matter whether you get it or not. I'm going to demand you be fired from your job, and I'll starve your family and kids for my safety. But you just said we're not stopping you from getting the vaccine. You go get your vaccine. Leave us alone. No. That's not enough. You're going to get the vaccine too, or you're going to be fired. That's what we're going to do to you. That's what they did. That's pure evil. You know, it's just like in the lockdown. See, it's all about them. These are the most selfish people. All the people that said, you've got to get the vaccine or you need to wear a mask for other people. They're acting like they're caring. They're the selfish pigs. They're the ones that don't care two hoots about somebody else. They don't care about your freedoms. They don't care about you. They don't care about your children. They don't care if you can feed them with a job. They don't care if you have side effects from the vaccine that they tried to force on you and maybe you die from it. They don't care. They care about themselves. They're the selfish ones. When they said, you got to wear a mask to go to the store, they were the selfish ones. If you're so worried that there's this pandemic that I never worried about, didn't wear a mask, and I never got sick from COVID, the only time I ever got sick was from when the vaccines rolled out. I got vaccine shedding. That's the only time I ever got COVID, and I know I got it from vaccine shedding. I went out every single day without a mask when they, at the full blown, when everyone was panicked, when 95% of people were wearing masks, because I knew it was a bunch of crap, and I knew masks didn't do anything. Anyways, the point was, I actually did that for people. I didn't wear masks in Walmart. Four. people. I was the one who was being selfless. They were being selfish because if they were worried about, take the vaccine out, they worried that there's this scary disease floating in the air that's going to kill them. How about you stay home then and don't go to Walmart? Why do I have to put a mask on when you're the paranoid wacko? How about the paranoid wackos lock yourself in your house? That's what I was cool with you locking yourself. I don't want to see your face at Walmart if you're one of those wackos. How about you lock yourself in your house and stay in your basement and leave me alone? And I'll go to Walmart and hey, we can have people deliver stuff to your house if you're that paranoid. But why is it that your paranoia, you come out of your house saying you're scared to death? Why are you even at Walmart? If you really believe that there's this killer virus out there, why the heck are you out? I didn't believe it. So it makes sense that I'm out at Walmart. Why are you even there? No one ever would explain that to me. Why are you there if you really believe that? But they did. They would show up and then get mad at you for not being scared. You're not wearing a mask. You're not scared. You're not paranoid like me. Well, if you're really paranoid, go home. Order your stuff online and have it come to your house. Don't come out and then get mad at people because they're not paranoid like you. Didn't make any sense. Don't forget that they did this. Don't forget they were vicious and evil. Don't forget they screamed and yelled. They wanted you arrested. Those people called the police and had people dragged out of stores to arrest you, to destroy your life. They were wanting you arrested so that you'd have something on your arrest record, hoping that you would get fired from your job, hoping that you can't earn money to even feed your children. That's how angry they were with you for not wearing a mask. And they were the wackos. They were selfish. They were evil. The people who forced masks on you didn't have good intentions. They only cared about themselves. They were so paranoid that somebody else is going to get them sick and die that they would destroy America, destroy your life, destroy your kids. They didn't care. They were the most selfish, evil people. Understand, I'm still angry about it, and I should be. You still talk. The mask thing was a long time ago. The mask thing was the most evil thing that showed why they could come and kill you with vaccines. Because the evil people that did the masks in the government then realized, hey, threaten people's jobs, and we can do a biological warfare all across the world. Now we know how to do it. You just threaten people's jobs. But I'm not the only one that's upset, doesn't want to forget. How about Dr. Sidney Watson? Here's another video, which was from the article. Take a listen.
So I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to forget what the government did and didn't do over the last number of years. I'm not going to forget what the police forces in countries all around the world did to their own citizens. The overreach and tyranny that they participated in because they were just following orders. I'm not going to forget any of that. I'm not going to forget children being ripped out of school, being taken away from their friends and shoved into online classes that were not helpful to them, that damaged them emotionally and psychologically, that they in some ways might never come back from. Kids are resilient, but I'm not sure how resilient. I'm not going to forget the fact that friends of mine, that loved ones of mine, lost their jobs and their businesses because they would not follow totalitarian, crazy regulations and crazy mandates that didn't change anything, that didn't help anything. I'm not going to forget the fact that because of government oversight, because governments are not tremendously good oftentimes at responding to emergencies, I didn't get to see my family for 3 years. I still haven't seen my family, and I'm not the only one. I'm not going to forget the fact that people couldn't see their loved ones as they were dying in hospital. They couldn't go to cemeteries, couldn't go to their funerals, couldn't say goodbye. I'm never going to forget any of that. Because if the last number of years has taught us anything, it's that government a lot of the time has no idea what they're doing. And they act without consequence, without repercussion. And you are the one who loses out. But they don't care. They don't care and they never will.
No. And folks, have any of these people that had the power to force these things on you and the government officials, have they ever apologized to you? Has anyone ever said, I don't think I've ever gotten a single apology. All the people that screamed and yelled at me when I was on the radio, I had my own audience who was conservative. Not a lot of them agreed with me, but a lot of them didn't agree with me about the mask thing. They thought I was a crazy man. They said that I was getting people killed. I had people say that stuff. I've never received an apology. They're never going to say they're sorry to me. They've never asked for my forgiveness. You know what? I would forgive these people. I would. I would forgive them if they asked for it. If I knew they were sincere and they actually thought, I'm so sorry I did that to you. I'm so sorry that I thought you were a liar. I'm so sorry that I thought nasty things about you when you were the one trying to help people. You were the one being a leader. You were not wearing masks and taking hate and people glaring and yelling and getting removed from stores and getting kicked out of stores to try to help people regain their freedom. You were being not selfish. You were doing it on behalf of everybody else. I'm so sorry. I didn't understand that's what you were doing. I know there's people out there that did what I did. Have you gotten anyone that said that to you? No. But guess what? I don't expect it. I didn't expect it. I've never expected it. I don't need it. All I need to do is know that I'm good in God's eyes. And I don't mean that I'm a good person. I'm a sinner, but I'm cleansed. So in God's eyes, I am good because he's cleansed me with Jesus's blood. But what I mean is that I'm doing what's right in God's eyes. If God's cool with my actions, and even though I know the world doesn't understand my actions sometimes, they're not getting it. They think that I'm the bad guy when I'm the good guy here, doing and taking their hate and doing it for them. People who hate me, doing it for them. I do shows on the vaccine for people that got vaccinated. I do all sorts. I give this information to try to help people and help them not go get a booster. But a lot of the people are on the left that are in that situation that hate me. I do it for them, even though they hate me. I'm still trying to save their life. Still. And I don't expect them to ever say thank you, because I'm not doing it specifically for them. I am doing it for them, but only because I'm doing it for God. And I'm only trying to please God and do what's right and what God has instructed me to do, to love my neighbor as myself, even though they hate me. And that's why I'm doing it, or else I wouldn't do it. My human nature is, this is what my human nature says. There's a lot of shows where I could have said, you know what? Instead of doing a show about the dangers of the vaccine, I could just do a show and just encourage every Democrat to listen to their politicians, especially in Democrat states, and make sure they go out and get boosted as much as possible. It's a scary world out there, and who knows? COVID might get you. COVID might get you. Go get that booster. Human sinful nature in me wanted me to encourage my enemies to actually go get it, and I didn't do it. I said, and I even admitted this way in the past, like, if I was hating you, that's what I would do. I would encourage you to get the vaccine if I hated my enemy. But I'm telling my enemy, don't be deceived. The people that you think you're on the side with, they're the ones deceiving you. They're going to get you killed. The vaccine is evil. Don't get it. Don't do it to your kids. Don't do it to your family members. But a lot of people didn't listen and didn't care, and still to this day, hate us, hate people like me. And now they hate us because they know we're right and they think that we're gloating when we're not gloating. We want you to change. Here's what I want from all of this. I want the people that wore masks and believed in the masks, or got the vaccine and believed in the vaccine. There's a lot of good people that did that have changed. I want everyone to change from that and realize you can't trust what those people said ever again. Everyone who told you to get a mask, you can't trust them. Everyone who told you to go get a vaccine, learn that you can't trust them, and trust the people who were telling you from the beginning that all these things were lies and that they were harming you. Go trust those people and change. You will become a warrior from truth. Folks, understand, Dr. Robert Malone got vaccinated. He's a hero. He bought into this stuff. Naomi Wolf is a liberal who has supported Joe Biden, but she's learned. She changed. A lot of the people that I bring you, Steve Kirsch was on the left. He's changed from this. You got Bobby Kennedy Jr. He has been a Democrat his whole life, and he's been a warrior on this. It really shouldn't matter what your politics are. You just need to understand the truth and adjust to the truth. That's what I want people to do. Just forget what happened in the past. Forget if you were wrong. Maybe you bought into it all. No worries. If you see the truth now, join the side of truth. Please do that. We're not trying to gloat. We want you on our side. That's what we want. The other side doesn't care about you. They're trying to kill you. They don't care about you. They want you dead. And that's not a joke. They're trying to depopulate the earth. And they tell you because they believe CO2 is going to destroy the earth. That's what they believe. Let me throw in Dr. Gina. She was talking about these hypocrites. Remember, these people are massive hypocrites. And no matter what happens to them, they keep up with their lie. Take a listen.
Well, the head of the CDC, speaking of a lot of power, is Rochelle Walensky. You know, the lady that wants to tell us how to live our lives because of COVID. Boy, they just can't get enough mileage out of this COVID, can they? Well, she has once again tested positive for the disease that she assured us the vaccine would stop. This is her second case in 10 days, and this is in spite of her being fully vaxxed and boosted. So how about that, Andrea? You know, the ones that love to talk about science. Right? They love to talk about, what about this science? You don't even need you don't need a Fauci or anyone else to tell you this is so stupid. If you tell people that a vaccine is going to end something and then you get it twice, you've got to stop preaching that it's going to end it. All the tyrants who threatened your livelihood, if you didn't take the experimental jab, have all experienced COVID multiple times themselves. Mm-hmm. Funny how it works, isn't it, Andrea?
It is. The fact that they still push it, they have to be evil to keep doing it. Good people by now will turn away. They're proving they are pure evil. They are proving it has nothing to do with safety. And in fact, they want it to continue to damage. This is why the CDC has now approved it to push it for when kids go to school. Besides the fact that it gives them the pharmaceutical companies, that's the biggest thing, immunity from lawsuits. That's really why they did that. But they don't care. They're not saying, let's pull this vaccine from the market. We're so sorry for what we did. This was a mistake. We bought into the lie. They're not even throwing Pfizer under the bus, which they could do. They could say, Pfizer lied to us. Their data lied to us. They tricked us. Pfizer and Moderna tricked us. We thought their vaccine was safe. They don't even attempt to even say that. Now, do they? No. So what does that mean? That means everything that has happened is exactly what they wanted to happen, but not fully. They're disappointed. It didn't kill enough. It didn't kill enough. That's for sure. They're disappointed. And if you don't know that, then you don't know what world you're living in. And you don't know the people that live in this world. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Well, if you've gotten this far, you must really love our content. But have you checked out thenewamerican.com fully? You need to go check it out. You can subscribe to the twice monthly magazine. It's a physical magazine that can arrive to your home. So that's awesome. But you can also daily at the website get new stuff every single day when you go to thenewamerican.com. So if you haven't done that, go there, do it, and subscribe.